We'll have a report and possible discussion on operation procedure number 6.01, raw water sale presented by Jim Forte.
Again, this is a report on a modernization or bring up to date procedures that we had in place. As we go through a number of different activities, we try to bring ourselves up to best practices. And this is one of those cases. Essentially, what we're doing is looking at our procedure, which deals with sale of raw water, and two significant changes that we made. One is to proceduralize the ability for our raw water customers to resell that raw water to other or third parties. Previously, our procedure didn't allow that. We have instances within the basin where it's prudent for us to allow our customers to do that. The other one deals with returning water back to us that had previously been contracted for. Again, our procedure had been silent on that. We feel it's appropriate in certain circumstances to allow those customers to return water to us. However, we don't think that we should allow that to be an overnight transaction where we are relying on those revenues. The procedure states that we'll allow a customer to do that, but it'd be prorated over a five-year period of time, so that we have the opportunity to accommodate that within our rate making. And that is some language cleanup in our procedure that allows us a little more flexibility in what we our main line of business is, which is selling raw water, and I can answer any other questions that I might have.
When we allow them to resell the water, they sell it at the same price we sold it to them, or they make a profit?
What we determined was once we set our strike price for what we think is our system rate, what makes us financially viable, if a third party wishes to buy water from one of our customers at a higher price than they can buy it from us, that's their business decision. We can't guide them or force them to buy water from us. We prefer that they buy it from us. But if they make the decision to buy it at a higher price and we can sell it, then that's their business decision.
Has somebody done it?
Not that we're aware of. We've had customers who have inquired about doing it. But to our knowledge, we do not know anyone that is actually reselling raw water based on a contract with us.
What? I'm not on the committee. What size operation of those folks? What's the size of the operation of those folks who have inquired? Is the committee?
They're customers that usually have long-term take-or-pay raw water contracts with us. The couple that have asked us or have contracts in excess of 10,000 acres deep, aren't currently using a significant portion of that water, and are looking at a way to defer their current expense for a water supply that really has a long-term basis. Our perspective on that is if they can sell to a customer to use that water for short-term, and that customer's willing to pay that price, then we feel that's appropriate. We don't envision a third party contracting for an extended period of time because most of our customers have water that they have tied up for their specific need, and for them to recontract for long term really doesn't make sense.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, sir.